Thanks, Barb. It's great to be here with you again. That is a hot question, Barb. And first of all, a great topic. And so I'm not going to solve all the world's problems here. So I encourage any of you who want to dig a little further in your own specific situation, come and visit one of us or come and see me here at UACDC. But a few tips to consider, Barb, is one, when you are presented with that conversation or question around salary expectations and even an offer, one, recognize salary will be influenced by geography. Pay is going to be different in Boston, Massachusetts than it is in Kokomo, Indiana. Pay is also going to be influenced by industry. Your pay in tech, Fortune 500, is going to be different than a small local nonprofit. And thirdly, keep in mind your title. Title influences responsibilities, even expected skill sets. So a manager role versus a coordinator role. Those are three key areas that is going to influence your pay and the offer that you may receive. So do your research so you are adequately prepared and know what to expect. A great place to look is a place like Glassdoor.com. And sometimes on some threads, students will share kind of what the salary offers are that they've received, but just make sure you read between the lines. And if you have any questions, come see one of us like myself here at UACDC. Okay, so second piece when it comes to salary and offers, know that all positions mostly already have an approved budgeted salary range. They already know what they're going to pay you, Barb. So when asked your salary expectations, I highly encourage and avoid you giving them a number, but instead use one of these responses. And the reason is they already have a pre-approved budgeted starting salary range. And when they ask you what you're looking for, they're simply wanting to know, are you going to be happy with what they're planning to pay you? So we always want to come back with a very large number, kind of a range. So hesitate in giving them a number. So instead, I would say something like, thank you. And the truth is, I am seeking a fair competitive market wage that commensurate, that's equivalent with my background, education, and experience. Because the point is, this is a wage that is equal to what I'm going to find in the area for this industry and level of responsibility. Or you could say, thank you for asking. I trust that you already have an approved budgeted starting salary range for this role. Would you be willing to share that with me? And many times they will. And the third piece where you can say is, I'm hesitant to give you a number, as I do not want to come in too low where I may undersell myself, nor come in too high where I'll place myself out of the running for consideration for this role. And again, would you be willing to share with me what the approved budgeted starting salary range is for this role? I greatly appreciate that. Thank you. And when it comes to the offer itself, Barb, whenever you get an offer, first of all, say thank you. Like, congratulations. Like, this is great. You got an offer. Because remember, they chose you, they picked you. So whenever you get an offer, a couple things you want to keep in mind is one, say thank you. And I'm a big fan of always asking for the 24 to 48 hours to review the offer with friends and family. And this is expected. And be sure to schedule a follow-up time to review the offer and your decision. The second piece is make sure that you ask them to send you the offer by email if they haven't done that already. Because now you've got it in writing. And this is so critical, Barb, because I've seen it where offers have fallen through or offers at the end have been different than what was initially verbally presented. So get it in writing, ask for it in an email, and also ask them to include an outline of their benefits portfolio package, because not all benefits packages are created equal. And the piece you need to know about negotiating an offer is whenever you ask for more money, you always want to do this when you follow up on the call. You don't want to do it a week later. You don't want to do it 3 months later. They are expecting you to negotiate now. So when asking for more money, always put together a point-by-point justification that includes what you are bringing that is above and beyond the required qualifications. These are the additional years of experience, certifications, technical skills, even desired qualifications. All that will reduce your onboarding and ramp-up time to bringing value to the organization's bottom line that much faster. So there's a lot there around salary, expectations, and negotiations, but I think that's a great place to get things started. Great question, Barb. Well, I know you're going to talk about this, Barb, but I just want to tee it up. If you haven't done the Focus 2, if you haven't done your assessment inventory here with a career coach in UACDC, I highly encourage it. But what it comes down to offers, and when taking a look at your values and organizations, research, research, research. I'm a big fan of doing career conversations, informational interviews. If you need support around that, we have tools here at UACDC to help you with that. Just reach out to us. But talk to people who are in that industry. Talk to the individuals who are in that organization. And it's okay to have a fairly frank, straight-up conversation with a recruiter. Recruiters and talent acquisitions, again, are paid to fill jobs, and their job is to make sure that you are happy and you're going to be a good fit with them. So do your research. Sit down and make a list. What is most important to you in the organization, in the work, in the leadership, et cetera, that you're looking for from your next role? And when you do your research, you can do it on Glassdoor, on Handshake. You can talk to your cohort. Talk to your friends, because remember, friends hire friends. And I've seen stats anywhere between 35 to 70% of the best internal jobs don't even make it out to the external job market. They're posted through the organization intranets, and internal individuals are bringing in their friends. So talk to the people around you. Visit organizations' websites, review their mission, value statement, research on LinkedIn or Google. Make sure that you're looking at how they collaborate within their area and how their values are aligning with yours. So remember, not all offers are created equal. Be sure to look into the total compensation packages. Be sure that you have that information that you need to make the decision that you want to accept or honorably decline an offer. And just to close here, it's okay to honorably decline an offer, but my want for all of you is you have the information you need to make that proper decision for yourself in that job offer. There should be no, that's a great way to take care of yourself. And again, if you need any support, come back to one of us here in the University Advising and Career Development Center. Thank you, Barb. Super. Thanks for having me, Barb. Great job.